Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Xbox Game Passengers Podcast. The premise of this show is simple. Once a month, myself and a guest will dissect and discuss a single game from Xbox Game Pass. That game is usually chosen at random, and we don't discuss our thoughts at all about the game before we record. This month, I'm happy to have Shane from the Geekscape Games Podcast back again. It's been a while since
Back at it again.
Yeah, I talk to you all the time, but I feel like it's been a while since you've been on this show. What was the last one? Was it
Need for Speed? Yeah, Need for Speed. That was in November.
Is that that long ago, really?
Yeah, no, actually, it was last summer, and it took months to come out.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was like around this time last year.
That was back when I had like a giant like
backlog, you
know, like a backlog of episodes. So I was recording them way faster than I was releasing them, and everything was golden. And now it's May 30th, and the show comes out on June 1st. So happy Memorial Day!
Yeah, absolutely. I'm drinking a non-alcoholic chelada right now.
What is chelada? I don't know that. I don't know chelada.
So chelada is a Modelo canned beverage where it's spicy.
Brewed for those with the fighting spirit.
Is that what it is?
That's our tagline.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I watch UFC sometimes. So.
Oh, got it. but it's just like tomato juice and spices and Modelo. So I got some spicy tomato juice and some O'Doul's, and it's Modelo time, baby.
Nice. Good to hear it. I forgot a beverage, and it's scorching in this room, so it's going to be a fun time.
Oh, yeah. I love that you call it a beverage.
Didn't you say beverage?
Because I was imitating you.
Oh, really? I didn't catch that. What's wrong with saying beverage?
I don't know. It's just like, typically, like, I'm just used to, like, maybe it's just an American thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm going to go grab a drink, or specifically, like, I'm going to go get a soda. Or does anyone want a beer?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that drink is my most common usage of that word.
See, but I've heard you say beverage more, to the point where it's like it's not necessarily
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I do just say beverage a lot. So like pretty much no one says soda in Canada unless they're talking about like soda water.
Okay.
Yeah, which is disgusting.
One of my favorite stingers for the Geekscape Games podcast is you going, bleh, 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 I just spat beverage everywhere. And it's like, I don't know why it's so funny to me. It's like, yo, I just spat my drink everywhere. I just spat soda everywhere.
But yeah, it's very proper.
Yeah.
Very proper. Ever.
Do you say water closet?
I remember this was a reference, but I don't remember what the water closet is.
You say washroom. Like, I've heard you say washroom. Like, where's the washroom?
I use bathroom and washroom interchangeably.
Yeah, water closet is also
Is that a real thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever see that cartoon, Hey Arnold?
I mean, like, when I was, like, 7.
Yeah, they had WC on their bathroom because water closet.
Really?
Water closet was, like, the old, like, when that building was made.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
The name for it.
That's funny.
So you're having me back a year later.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you back on sooner next time.
And I do have to say, you know, in the preamble for the show, you say we don't share our thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think, this is a doozy. So on the last one, I was listening to it when the last one being the last Game Passengers.
We were on together or the last
no,
episode?
No, the one with Josh, Dan Europa. Yeah. And Wolfenstein New Blood and SnowRunner came up.
Yeah.
And I was
so excited to play Wolfenstein Young Blood, I tell you.
Yeah.
I was so excited for it. And then as soon as it came up, I was like, there's no way I'm playing Wolfenstein Young Blood.
So yeah, when Josh was like, oh man, I'm obligated to pick SnowRunner, and you told me in the chat, and I thought you were fucking with me. I'm like, there's no way. There's so many games on there. There's no way. I'm so excited to talk about SnowRunner. Again.
Yeah, we're talking about SnowRunner. SnowRunner came up on the last episode, and how could we not select it? And the big reason for that, Shane is a huge SnowRunner. He's a SnowRunner fan, and you know, multiple Geekscape Games episodes, which it pops up every 2 weeks on the two-ish weeks on wherever you get your podcasts. It's a fun show. We talk about like what we've been playing and our thoughts on it, as well as like the gaming news that is happening at whatever time. It's always a fun show to be a part of. So just happy to have you back here.
Yeah.
You always talk about SnowRunner on there and how much you love it and how great it is. And so obviously I know how you feel about the game. So I was like, we got to talk about it together. So before we jump into it, why don't you give us the synopsis? The game, somehow this game has a synopsis. So why don't you give us the synopsis of SnowRunner?
All right there, buddy. I'm going to tell you about this here SnowRunner. SnowRunner puts you in the driver's seat of powerful vehicles as you conquer extreme open environments with the most advanced terrain simulation ever. Drive Ford vehicles from brands such as Ford, Chevrolet, and Freightliner as you leave your mark on the untamed open world. Overcome mud, torrential waters, snow, frozen lakes while taking on perilous contracts and missions. Expand and customize your fleet with many upgrades and accessories, including an exhaust snorkel for heavy waters or chain tires to battle the snow.
That's SnowRunner right there.
That's SnowRunner.
That's it.
I do have to say, like, so I said, hey, this is going to be, there's co-op in the game. You're like, there's co-op in the game? I'm like, dude, we're going to co-op this together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, it's going to be the Xbox Game Passengers, the first co-op experience.
But and apparently, been several. Yeah,
there's been several.
There's been a few of those. First one with you, though. First one with you.
Yeah, first one. And first one this year.
No, it's not.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure like a couple episodes ago there was one there, but I'm glad to, well, so let's just get into it. Also, the first thing, the SnowRunner came up at the worst possible time to play SnowRunner, because as I mentioned, today we're recording this on May 30th, on May 31st, and actually it popped up a few hours ago, but the game got an Xbox Series X version today as we record this. So I had to play the whole month on the just standard Xbox One version, and the new version adds like 4K resolution. It adds 60 frames per second, not just improved visuals, but they say highly improved visuals and faster loading. If you like the sound of this game based on what we're about to say, you're going to be playing a much better version of it tomorrow if you have a PS5 or if you have an Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
Or S. There's also some improvements on the S. So
I have been playing it on Game Pass for PC.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 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 That's why I feel like whenever it's like a game that is also on PC and also on PC Game Pass, that's when I try to pull you in, because you're one of the only people I know that games on a PC. And so I think maybe that hasn't happened for a while, and that's why you haven't been around.
But it's also like with our Need for Speed episode, I didn't realize that you, like, when we got on the show and we're talking, like, this game is awful, like, it's stuck at 30 frames per second and 1080p, and I was like, oh, holy shit. I was playing it uncapped FPS, like highest resolution, like the game looked gorgeous, and this game has always looked gorgeous on PC. What did you think about the visuals? I'm like, you sent me some screenshots, but I only looked at it on my phone, so it looked okay. But
I think the screenshots I sent you primarily were in photo mode, which like gives you some depth of field, and I think it like increases the resolution a bit, because it definitely, like, I don't know, the photos, it's the few shots I took in photo mode look very different from the game itself.
Got it.
I would say, I mean, it's the toughest part, I would say, is it comes in at a cinematic 30 frames per second. And it's just so, and it's not a fast game. In fact, most, and we'll get into it, but most of the time I played this game, it was it was barely moving. I was going like a foot every few seconds, it felt like. And so, 30 frames feels like it should be plenty for a speed like that. But, I don't know. It's so, once you're, and I at the same time was playing, not the same time, but like I'm also was working my way through God of War on PS5, which like had a 4K 60 frames per second patch, and so it was so smooth and so good feeling. And then like just the it feels snobby at this point, but like PC players have been doing it forever, where they're like, oh, you only got 30 frames, like that, how do you even play that? But I feel that now, and I feel like, and so often in this game I was like, I just wish it felt smoother. And I don't know, like looks wise it looks pretty, it feels like a budget title, I would say. And I'm definitely interested to see what it looks like on the Series X patch, to see how different it looks. Cause yeah, I would say like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like a triple A title, I would say. And it's not, I don't think it is, but it feels, I don't know, or like, it feels like an Xbox One game for sure.
Got, yeah. And, it is a little bit old. It came out in 2019, I think. But it's not a AAA studio. They are making the studio is making the new Space Marine game. So that'll be, which I think the Venn diagram for people that are really into big trucks and into men wearing big trucks is going to be a real, like, that's like, it's going to be a big crossover diagram. So I'm excited for Space Marine. And as all, I'm excited for SnowRunner. I thought it was funny because we were playing once, and when you leave the co-op, it says like your game session, and you're like, yeah. two hours. That's the most I've ever played video games in a session. And I was like, two, that's it?
Like, it was like 2.5 hours. And I said, I don't know. I don't play games for like long sessions at a time for whatever reason. Like aside from like, there's very rare scenarios where like I take a day off because The Last of Us 2 is coming out and I just spend the whole day playing it, like that sort of thing. But I don't know, usually I'm like, I feel bad that I'm like playing games and I need to like go and be productive or something like that.
Productive. So like, you're pulling stuff out of the snow and out of the woods right?
for nobody, because nobody else exists in this entire world except for you. And whatever text messages they've left you. It's like, I don't know. It's like, let's just jump into like gameplay wise. I was like, it feels like it's an odd game for sure, because there's like no story or anything really. It's just like, aside from like, you know, you go up to like a half built bridge and they're like, oh, we forgot to finish building this bridge and to bring all the rest of the stuff to finish building this bridge. So can you go get the rest of this bridge and bring it here? Like, that's like the extent of like the story for the most part.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, the whole game basically revolves around like, you know, there's like world missions like that where you need to do something that makes traversing easier in the future. Like, you know, there's been a rock slide, and so you need to get them the stuff so they can clear the rocks, or build a bridge, or I don't know,
like remove some down power lines
and all that sort of stuff. And then there's other stuff, like there's like, oh, the farm somehow has you know, they've there's seven sunken trucks, then they're all in different spots, and can you please get us our trucks back? Like,
yeah,
it's all just like stuff like that. And so it basically amounts to like figuring out what you're going to do, go to a place, pick up some things, drive them to a place, rinse and repeat. And it's, I don't know. And the world itself is like the most unalive world that I think I've ever played in a video game. Like you know, the only time there was that it felt like there was another person in the game is when I was playing with you. And the rest of the time, you are the only thing that exists in this world. Like there's not a single other truck. There's nobody else driving. Like, there's no NPCs or anything like that. I think
There are some birds.
There's no other like wildlife or anything, is there?
No, just birds.
They should like make like a Hunter Call of the Wild crossover,
dude. And, you drive your truck out to the middle of nowhere, then get out and go hunt something.
Right? yeah. So it was like, I don't know. In describing it, it kind of described like Death Stranding, but Death Stranding I was infatuated with and like loved. Well, in Death Stranding, like as much as the story doesn't make sense and it's wacky, it has one, and so it gives. I think that's a one up for Death Stranding there. But I don't know. It's you obviously love this game because you've put, but you even when you weren't being forced to play this game, you've put a lot of time into this game. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And, so just to give like a brief overview on it, there's in the base game, there's four maps. There's three maps. Anyway, there's a few maps. There's Michigan, Alaska, and Russia. I think there might be another one. I can't remember. I know there's only three. Anything. But then there's a bunch of DLC. They've added a bunch of DLC maps. We're on like season six right now. And there's four areas in each map. So once, you know, the first area of Michigan's the town and the farm, and then you go to the dam, and then there's the like the logging site where which is as far as I've gotten in Michigan. And in the beginning tutorial, when we first got onto the co-op, which was a little funky. I didn't host the map. So what was it like hosting a session on your side? Was it pretty painless?
Yeah, I think it seemed more confusing to join a session than it did to start one. Like, you just go to co-op and start game, basically, and it's like the world seems to exist exactly as it would in single player. Yes. But there, I don't know if it's different for like playing with console players, but for you to connect as a PC on a PC, I had to like, there's like a join code that I had to give you. And it was like a 6 or 7 digit code that you had to put into something, and then it let you into the game.
Yeah. And what I had to do was I had to go to join co-op, but I picked a save file that I already had and then typed in your code, and it brought, so I loaded into your world, but it brought my progression with me.
Right. Okay.
So it, once we figured, cause we were trying to join like on a party or like start a session and through the Xbox app, and just wasn't working. But the, you know, once it was in, it was painless.
There was some weirdness
where like a tire just,
oh,
like,
that's true. Yeah. Existed in your world, but didn't exist in mine.
Yeah. And there's a video you took of me crashing into a tire that didn't exist. Yeah.
That was pretty weird. That was funny.
Yeah. But it, but there's a tutorial, and the tutorial mission, it's basically telling you how to navigate and do all these different things. And
it's pretty light, I would say, like,
but it screwed you. Because Derek had been playing it for some time, and
when we played co-op for the first time, I think I had probably played it somewhere between like 6 and 10 hours.
Oh no!
Yeah, and I hated every single second of it, and it was to the point where like you kept being like SnowRunner, like, and I was like, I can't tonight, because you know it just didn't work out until it was like the weekend basically, and every moment that I'm playing this game, I'm like, do I just cancel the podcast? Like, did the last episode happen last month? Like, I will do anything to not play any more of this fucking game. And it's because basically, like, the tutorial, like, it's like you got to build this bridge to get out of town, basically, and then it takes you through a couple other things, and it's kind of like it's almost like an old Ubisoft game in that there's like watchtowers all across the map, and you know the first thing you should do really is go to the watchtower, because that like opens up more of like, it lets you see more of the map and see some of the things in each area, and so the tutorial kind of takes you through that, and then it takes you through traveling, so you can go to any of the other maps at any time, basically, and it takes, you know, it's like, let's go to Alaska now. And so, yeah, the first area is what, Michigan is the first one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So Michigan, so you go from Michigan to Alaska, which is very different terrain. And, you know, I'm sure it said at one point, like go back to Michigan or have fun in Alaska. And I was like, well, I want to get through, you know, as much as I can. So let's stay in Alaska and just do this. Also, it's called SnowRunner, and there's no snow in Michigan. So this feels more authentic. Shane lives in Alaska. Maybe I'll feel closer to him. You know, there's a lot of reasons to stay in Alaska. And then it basically amounted to like, you know, and I to the point where the tutorial takes you here, you don't do too much off-roading or anything like that before that.
No, so you're at that point, you're literally driving on city streets.
Okay,
the bridge is out, drive on this. I think the most thing you traverse is a like a little creek. And that's it, and it's like, go into town, get some steel beams, bring it back to the bridge, and then you drive past the farm, which has some mud. And then you go to your garage, which is your main hub. You can fast travel back to it. If you crash your truck, you can recover the truck back to the garage. That's like your central base. But when you get to the garage it says, all right, well, we're going to tell you how to fast travel to the other maps. Just showing how the mechanic works. So you just stayed in Alaska. And when we loaded into the game, I'm like, dude, you're already in Alaska? Like, dude, hell yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? It's you get here like 20 minutes after you start playing.
And I was like, oh no, dude. And you had the starting Chevy one off-road truck. I was like, oh dude, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. And so prior to Shane joining, it was like, I don't know. And I would take a few contracts or I would find something on the map and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go do this. And then I would get stuck and I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to do that right now because I'm stuck. So I'm going to go do this other thing instead. And so the whole, like several hours, your truck has like a winch. And so you can attach the winch to trees and to basically trees and bushes and stuff. But
yeah,
only trees really make sense. And so the entire playthrough up to this point, I like, you know, okay, I'm on like an icy road. Like, that's okay. I can get across here. Okay, now I have to go off road. And so the instant that I'm off the road,
I'm stuck in
mud or I'm in the snow and just slipping. And so for hours, I'm like attaching the winch to a tree and like slowly pulling myself up to the tree with the winch. And it's very slow. I'm not driving at this point. I'm just attaching the winch to the tree, pulling closer, detaching the winch, attaching it to another tree, pulling closer. Like, that's the whole game at this point. And, it was infuriating. And it was like, and then it'd be like, okay, now I'm at the top of this hill, which I've just taken 20 minutes to pull myself up. And now there's no tree to attach to. So I guess I'll recover my truck and go do something else. Like, it was, oh my gosh, I hated it. And I feel like, I don't know if I'm just dumb or if like other things weren't clear. Like at one point, even in the Michigan map, you know, at one point you have to go and get a different truck because your truck doesn't have enough storage to get the stuff. And then at one point I'm like, okay, well, I need this other truck back for some reason. And I didn't realize you could just go to the map and like go and click on the other truck you want to get into and just like go to that truck basically. And so then I drove my like slow ass truck like across the map again to go to the truck I wanted to get out of the truck, like, and to get back into that truck. And I'm like, well, I hope I never need this truck again because I want to drive across this fucking map again. Is like, I don't know, it was a nightmare. It was a freaking nightmare. To the point where I'm like, I'm never doing this podcast again. Like, I don't know. It was the least fun I've ever had playing a video game, maybe. And then we played together and it was a completely different experience. And why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Really? Okay, good. Because I kept asking you things while we were playing. I was like, no, save it for the podcast. but when we loaded it, I was like, why are you in Alaska? And you're like, well, the tutorial brought me here. I was like, oh, dude, no. Like, so in the game, there's a progression system where you get points and level up your driver, and that gives you the ability to there are upgrade parts for your truck: engines, transmissions, gearboxes, tires, all sorts of different upgrade parts that some of them are locked behind. You have to be level 10 to get, and then some of them you find out in the environment. You don't get mud or snow tires until you're, you know, level 8 or 9 or some of the bigger ones, like with chains, you're not until level 13. Like, I'm barely at level 14. So you are just on stock street tires.
I had bought like an off-road tire, but it did not feel like it helped very much.
It doesn't in snow. It doesn't. Like, the tires, because I had done a few missions in the first Alaska map, and the tires that work best in the snow had these giant giant treads. I mean, they look like it looks like paddles on a paddle boat. Like, that's how big the treads are. And when we went back to Michigan and we were driving around on the roads, you were just pulling away from me real far because I had these big knobby tires. I was like dude there's no way he's Alaska, going to Alaska right away. I would have hated the game. I didn't like I kind of roasted you for a minute. I'm like, dude, it's video game 101. Like, okay, I'm going to go back and finish all the quests in the first area.
Yeah, but they don't feel, I don't know. It doesn't feel like a game where that matters though, but it is.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. I feel like it did. There was no incentive to go back. I didn't know that going back inherently would like, cause at the point you go there, you've made such little progress that I didn't inherently know that like, my truck would get better as I leveled up type thing.
Okay. But yeah, we went back to Michigan, and when we went back there, I looked at the map and I was like, dude, you've done nothing. I was like, dude, oh, now there goes my cat. And I was like, no wonder you were hating this game. And I felt like I was able to be a Sherpa for you a little bit, like
totally,
explain the different mechanics. I do have to say one thing, playing with you was chaotic as fuck. Cause I play this game like a, not necessarily passive, but it's like super slow and kind of relaxing. Like I'll throw.
And I was done with slow at that point.
Yeah. And so like I'll, sometimes like my go-to is I'll just throw on a bunch of, old Mega 64 podcasts, throw it on the TV and then just play SnowRunner, and I approach it like a puzzle game. Like there's X out in the woods, get it and bring it back to Y.
Right.
And you gotta, you know, you drive out there and you're like, okay, well, it's a piece of cargo that is out in the middle of a swamp. All right. Well, I'll need a crane for this, or a loading arm to then dump it in the back of the truck. And then you know, I approach it like a puzzle game. Like that, not like a Zelda puzzle, not like a Tetris puzzle or you know, something like that. And so it's kind of a passive game for me. And we were doing a couple of things where you have to go up some switchback trails to the top of a mountain to unlock a watchtower, and then you just drove the truck off the edge of the cliff. And I'm like, dude, you're so
Back down.
Yeah, that's why you turn around and drive back down. I was like,
but that like takes a long time.
And I felt kind of bad. I was like, you're not playing the game right. you're not having fun the way you're supposed to have fun.
Right. But I mean, to be fair as well, it does. There's not like your truck, if you hit stuff or drive off a cliff in order to get down faster, like your truck gets damaged, but there's not really any repercussions to that. Like not lasting repercussions. Like if you mess your engine up enough, your engine will stop working. But at any point you can like go into the menu and hit recover on your truck, and that brings it back to the garage and heals it essentially fully.
Yeah.
So there's not really like, you know, there's not really any repercussion, you know, so why spend 10 minutes like going back down the switchback when I can, you know, try to jump off the cliff and like maybe it looks cool for a second and then your truck still works fine. Like,
yeah. And then you got stuck between two rocks, and then
I did. Yeah. At one point.
And
yeah,
that was so annoying. Funny. Like I was trying to pull you out. And you can winch to other vehicles. And there was this weird disconnect that you and I were having where I would winch to you, but at the same time, you'd push the winch button, which would disconnect the winch. And it was like that scenario where you go to unlock your car door to let someone in, but they pull the handle and it interrupts the unlock. So we were just like sliding down this hill with the winch going back and forth. And you kept making fun of how I laughed and the noises I was making.
Oh my God, you sounded like Professor Frink or something. It was so funny.
I was like,
also, you didn't know who Professor Frink was.
No, I had no idea. I was like, who's that? You're like, from The Simpsons. And I'm like, oh, the hi, everybody. But that was different.
That's incorrect. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a different character. But I felt like I was able to point out some of the mechanics and, you know, explain some of the things. And
yeah, it really like, it felt like a different experience once you came in, and it was just like, I don't know. Then it was like pretty fun, I would say. One of the most enjoyable like gaming experiences that I have semi-regularly is like the people, most of the people from my office have an Oculus Quest 2. And so like every couple of Fridays or something, like we spend the last couple hours of the day, like playing mini golf together. And it's just like such like a, I don't know, you're just like chatting and hanging out, but it's like such a casual feeling experience. And it's just like so much fun because there's like not a ton of, I don't know, if, like you're just hanging out and there's not a ton of pressure or anything like that. And that's what it felt like once we were playing together type
thing. Yeah.
And, you know, we were just like, let's do this now. Let's do this now. Let's do this now. And because I think because there's not really like a, you know, there's not like a set path that you should take, and, or, and there isn't really, there's no like story missions or main missions really that you have to do. Like, we could just kind of float around and like go pick up upgrades so that like my truck would have an easier time. And, you know, it just like felt really casual and fun. And like, we were just kind of hanging out type thing. And that's the part I enjoyed the most, I would say.
Yeah. And which it's weird. I wouldn't say weird, but I'm trying to articulate this well enough, but there's games that where it's like, all right, you're in the world, figure it out. And sometimes I'm like, man, like this doesn't vibe with me. Like, I might be like really into linear stuff. But this game is, you're in the world, figure it out. And it just, the way that everything is presented for me, it reminded me a lot of like Assassin's Creed, which is one of my favorite game series of all time.
Right.
And it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go over here and get this watchtower. I'm going to go explore this. And, you know, once you clear up the map, there's, you can drive by areas and pick up missions. But the presentation and how they set up the open world, it just clicked with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was times where you're like, okay, I only got 20 minutes before I got to go. I'm like, all right, well, this will take 20 minutes. Let's go drive up this mountain. And it was, it's way more fun with someone else. And I remember when we went back to Michigan, there was two upgrade parts that were for your starting Chevy, and then another scout truck. And there's a couple different categories of trucks. There's like little scout trucks that are light and real easy for off-roading. Then there's highway trucks, heavy duty trucks, and then off-road trucks. And they all have different attributes, different towing capacities and upgrades and stuff like that. And so there was a scout truck that you could find up in the mountains and a couple upgrade parts, and said, let's go get this. And I remember vividly, like, I'm driving behind you and we're going up a trail, and we started talking about conspiracy theories. And you said, you know what? I just got to pause you right there and say that this is probably the perfect conversation for the game we're playing right now.
It really felt more immersive at that point.
Yeah. I was like, so, Derek, what's your stance on Ottawa?
Yeah.
So, but can you, now that you know, I don't want to, you know, jovial banter aside, I don't want to bash you too hard for not understanding that you
were playing the game wrong.
Yeah. Well, no.
Well, and like, you know, I don't know, like, you know, like at in one of my notes here, I said, what the fuck is a differential? So like, this probably is not a Derek game, based on that statement. But it doesn't mean that once we were together, you know, the real game was the friends we made along the way.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Once we were together, I had a lot of fun. I wouldn't like I would play this game again with you. I would never play this game by myself again.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I spent enough time in Alaska, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, what's cool is that there's areas that you have garages that you can just recover to. But the third map in Michigan, and I know that there's other places, but the third map in Michigan doesn't have a garage. Mm,
you were saying that, yeah.
So when you're ready to go there, you have to bring supplies with you. There are bed add-ons you can get for your trucks, like different trailers. There's one of them that is a repair add-on, where it's a bunch of repair parts and a bunch of fuel, and you can bring trailers of fuel, you can bring a repair trailer. So you have to prepare for the third map. So you would have to spend some time driving to the loading area of the third map, leave a truck with supplies, leave a trailer, you know, you can tow another truck, and it will if you're towing another truck, you can turn the engine on and it will propel itself if it's capable. So you can, you know, bring 3-4 trucks out there and create like a little outpost that then you could explore. And that is,
right.
That is actually pretty difficult, because the third area, there's a lot of stuff that you can get. It's a flooded out sawmill kind of area. and there's a lot of stuff you can get stuck in. And, you know, you have to be ready, you know, have enough upgrades in your vehicles, have enough, you know, trailers and add-ons to be, you know, competent enough to be able to, okay, I got my scout truck stuck in a bog. I got to bring the heavy truck out there and throw it on a bed and pull it out.
Right.
So the game does, I wouldn't say it has like a difficulty cliff, but there's the risk to reward is pretty high. Cause if you make a mistake, you're like, okay, I can recover my truck, but I recover it to the second garage and it'll take 20, 30 minutes to bring everything back.
Yeah. Right.
But with, I really want to go to that area with you and see what it's like with co-op, because if there's, you know, if, you know, I'm stuck in a bog somewhere, you can come and pull me out and then we can keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be something I would like to, maybe we can have a you know, SnowRunner 2 Xbox Game Passengers. Second episode, another follow-up episode. But overall, once we were out of Alaska and we were playing together, could you see why I really dug the game?
Yes, because you're one of the whitest people I know, and this game is white as fuck.
That is so racist. I don't think
Is that racist? Yeah, like, I don't know.
Would you say like this is the blackest game I know?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. It is very white. It is very white.
Maybe white's not the right word, but like trailer park or something.
I'm sorry. Did you just say I give off a trailer park vibe?
I mean, where do you live again?
I live in an airplane hangar.
Mm.
So the it is much higher end than a trailer park. I'm not a poor person, Derek.
I mean, you made that very clear based on trying to book a hotel with you last week. So,
which we talk about in the Geekscape Games podcast.
Yeah,
with don't Carlos.
You?
Yeah, yeah. So, it's a definite checkout for me. I would love to hear like a 10-minute review or when we play this game again, when you play the Xbox One.
I mean, once we play it again, we'll chat about it on Geekscape Games for sure.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it could be a very different experience with the Series X patch. There's also some like weird stuff that I don't know. I had a lot of fun playing with you, and like there was so much, like we were laughing our asses off, like because something would happen, and now I'm falling down a cliff not on purpose, or like there was one time at one point I'm trying to pull a like sunken truck out of like a swamp or something, and I'm very, very slowly making progress, and then I get completely stuck, and so you go back to the garage and you like bring a truck with like a crane on it to like try to pull it out with a crane, and then the truck with the crane gets pulled on its side, and so then I get out of the swamp and I like attach my winch to you and I try to pull you over the other way, but it like is too much force, and so then you just flip over to the other side, so then I like drive back around to the other side of you and like rinse and repeat like four times. You're just on like side to side to side to side. Like I was laughing my ass off.
Dude, that is a
cool
experience.
Those are like as much as I did or did not enjoy the elements of the game. Like moments like that are like priceless, and I had a blast playing. For sure,
yeah, it was,
which I did not expect, especially after spending so long playing it by myself and not making any progress. It's like, cool, we can both just like attach our winch to a tree and then take 2 minutes to go 5 feet.
but there's, when that part where you just kept like, oh, I'll get you off the side, and then too much momentum and it threw me on the other side. And then there's like support legs you can extend if you have a crane and you're like, bring the legs in. And like that didn't help. And there was like, it has a pretty good physics engine to it. And one thing
that's like, true, yeah.
So everything, like the ground will distort depending on what you're doing. So if there's a trail you're taking a lot, it can get really beat up, and you'll have it'll take you longer to go through the mud holes that you made, or you might have to take another route. But when we were trying to pull that truck out of the swamp, and you kept flipping me over, and it just turned into a literal quagmire, and we pulled the truck out, and you were dragging it sideways and it like hit a rock and like you were dragging it on the roof down the road. And I'm like, Derek, you're like, what are you doing? This is so chaotic. He's like, I'm going to get it back and we're going to get the truck. And I ended up throwing it on my like flatbed, my recovery bed, like your typical like wrecker tow truck bed. But then like the back axle got stuck under the ramp. So my, like, I couldn't steer because my front tires were up in the air. It was really fun playing with you.
Yeah.
And then I loved that we dragged this truck all the way back to the garage and we can't do anything with like we can't turn it in for the mission. And then I realized that there's,
I hadn't picked up the mission or something.
You just dragged the truck out of the swamp, but you didn't activate the mission by
oh, which was back at the swamp. So yeah. I had to go back in the middle of the water to like hit the X button basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of real fun stuff. And it definitely would make it easier because I remember the first couple of missions where you're really planning your routes out to make it as efficient as possible. So the first mission is you need steel beams and some concrete blocks to rebuild the bridge. Well, steel beams take up two slots and concrete, you need two concrete blocks, which take up, you know, each block takes up one slot. And so playing it solo, you would need to find a trailer. Well, luckily there's a trailer in town that you can just steal and throw whatever you want.
Because there's no people. The rapture has happened.
Yes. Yes. It's a very left
behind.
You're
the leftover.
Yeah, the left behind. But if you're playing it with two players, you could easily just one truck will get the steel beams.
Right.
The other truck will. So there's a lot less need for towing.
Mm-hmm.
In that game, if you're playing co-op, which would make that stuff go faster. Like, I genuinely want to play some more missions with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going into the second or third Michigan map, or even going once you get enough points for, you know, some capable tires, going into Alaska. Because I remember when I first started going to Alaska in the game, I was sliding all over the road. The snow, it behaves way differently than the mud.
Sure.
So I really want to, you know, get your driver leveled up and your profile leveled up to get better parts and seriously go into playing more together. And I think, and I remember we were going up this trail and you kept sliding down. You got stuck in some trees and you're like, I can't see, like there's the camera is just all trees. And I latched onto you and like pulled you up and I kept saying like, how do you keep getting stuck so much? Like I've gone up this trail dozens of times and I've never been stuck. And then instantly we turn around and you just go down the side of the trail once we get whatever we got at the top of the mountain. And I was like, you know what? He seems to be having fun. Why not? I'll go down the side of the hill. And my Hummer got high sided.
Oh, yes.
And I got stuck at the top. And it was, I was like, see, this is why you don't play this game chaotically, because I couldn't winch on anything and I just got stuck up there.
We got you out eventually, though. We got you out eventually.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also some things that, you know, you can get, you know, there's a fuel management system in the game. So there's like gas stations that you can stop at to fill your trucks up. And depending on the engine and like what your gearbox and your differential are set to, you could be burning more fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like when you're on the easygoing roads, you want to turn your four-wheel drive off so you don't burn as much fuel. So there's kind of a resource management part of the game that's pretty cool. But you can get upgrades for your vehicles where you can have repair parts or extra gas in the bed of your truck or on the roof rack.
Which we used a couple times I was running out of gas and you had like gas available basically, so that was really nice because then we didn't have to like go back to find gas or like recover or anything.
So initially this game was a fuck it, I want to cancel the podcast.
yeah
to play it with friends.
Yeah. I think that if you, I don't know, there was just so many fun things that we did together. And, you know, I learned a lot about how the FBI works and the Bilderbergs and the New World Order and
Theodore Kaczynski.
Right.
Yeah.
He read me his manifest and, you know.
I remember that I led that. I was like, hey, I got a book you should read. It's by an old MIT professor, Theodore Kaczynski. And you're like, I'm not a real big book reader. I'm like, oh, it's only 30 pages long. You could get to it. And then there was dead silence. It's like, it's the Unabomber Manifesto. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not reading that.
I was like, that makes sense based on the last 20 minutes of conversation. there was some weird stuff missing from this game too, though. Like, you know, based on, and there's like when the game loads and the loading times are kind of long, but they won't be with the Series X version, which comes out today. You know, there's like fun facts on the loading screens. Like, did you know there are 3.5 million truck drivers in the United States? So there's like all these like fun, like, I don't know, to hype you up on truck drivers, I think. And then there's like, I don't know, there's barely a soundtrack to the game, which I thought was weird. Like there's like small loops of like banjo and like stuff like that. But, you know, I was expecting like, where's my Garth Brooks or like insert other country artist here. He's the only one I know. You know, aside from old Taylor Swift, who I'd love it if she was in the game, but she's not. So,
which this game was developed by a European developer. So okay. it's not an American game.
So there is no country music.
Yeah, so they
like we found this banjo loop. Like, let's just throw it in.
And this is the third game in a trilogy. It was Spin Tires, Mud Tires, and now Snow Runner.
I think it was Mud Runner, wasn't it?
Mud Runner. Was it Mud Runner?
I think it was Mud Runner. Because I think it is also on Game Pass, I believe.
Got it. But I remember when years ago when I saw the first trailer for Spin Tires, and that
game, like, that's it, that's my game,
dude. Exactly. I saw it, I was like, yo, this is my game. Like, having to, you know, do missions out in the woods. And I feel like Spin Tires, they gave you some pretty good stuff to begin with, whereas this game, there's more of a earn more money, buy more trucks, level up the trucks. You can find stuff in there. There is a in Alaska, there is a like an old military vehicle. It's like it's a six-wheeled, it looks like an APC that can float. And that's like one of the best off-road vehicles, but it's,
sure,
you know, it's stuck out in a lake somewhere. And there can be times where you're driving across frozen water, and the water will, the ice will break, and you'll have to, you know, pull your truck out of a frozen lake. So there's a lot of like really fun stuff. And I haven't been to any of the Russian maps. There's been times, there's kind of an easy mode for the game. There's a big truck. It's like the Anzov, or not Anzov. That's a, never mind. Don't look up Anzov right now. It's like Azov. Anyway, there's a truck that sounds like that. And it's like $94,000, but you can only buy it when you're in Russia. And there's kind of a way to cheese the game where you fast travel to Russia, buy the truck, and then bring it back. And it's just the game on easy mode. And and there's been times where I had to pull a trailer that was way down the side of a mountain that next to a dock and then like a fishing hut kind of thing. And you have to bring this big fuel trailer up this real steep incline. And I couldn't do it with any of the stuff I had. So I went, bought the easy mode truck, brought it back to Michigan, pulled this stuff up the side of the mountain with ease. Like, this truck has four front wheels that you can steer with, and it's got like six wheels in the back, and they're, you know, it's all wheel drive, and it's just easy mode. And then you sell that truck because then, like, okay, well, I can just do anything. So then I sold the truck and went back to leveling stuff up. So there's some ways to cheese the game and make the game too easy.
Sure.
And necessarily not fun. In co-op you can't change the time of day.
Oh yes, nighttime is horrible.
Yes, yeah, nighttime is so you can like turn on your headlights and everything, and I barely played at night when I was playing myself. Mm-hmm. As soon as it got dark, I would just switch it to 6 a.m. and just stay in the daylight. So I never really turned on my lights, and there's cosmetic upgrades you can get for your trucks, like big grills or cow catchers and like roof racks with extra lights on them. And I thought, I don't need that. It's just cosmetic or whatever. But when we were playing and we were forced to play through a night cycle, those actually, you know, they're cosmetic, but they do provide more illumination.
Oh, it was a huge difference.
Yeah. And I was, I thought that was really cool because when you're just playing in daytime and you're never turning your lights on, I thought, oh, that's, you know, pointless. Why waste the money on that?
Yeah.
But when we were stuck to play at night, I was like, well, I wonder if this actually works. And I remember I put a little spinning beacon on the roof of my truck. I was like, Derek, look at this. And I turned this little amber light that spun around on my roof. Right. And you had zero impressed on you at all. I was like, dude, it's a blinky light. Look at it. Isn't it cool? you weren't impressed at all.
And then you kept turning it on at random times when I was like slipping and stuff or like stuck.
Yeah.
It's just a hazard.
Yep. Need to put the hazards on. And like, you know, maybe, you know, I think I've said numerous times that like, you seem like the kind of guy that'd be really into trains.
Right.
But I think I'm just projecting that I'm really into trucks and lights.
So you can explain what a differential is to me?
Well, see, so a differential, the basic differential in a vehicle, let's say you have your front axle and it was just a straight bar and you were trying to make a turn, the wheels would chirp and the outer wheel would bounce. Have you ever tried to say you have a pipe on the ground? If you were trying to push it on one edge, it would be difficult to turn it in a circle, right?
Yes.
So a differential, what that does is it lets the inside wheel spin at a different rate than the outside wheel. And it's like a series of gears on your axle that lets your wheels spin independently so you can make a smooth turn. Now, differentials have different functions. Like you can lock the differential so the wheels will spin at the same rate. So if you're off-roading, you can go through the mud or up rocks better. You can also disable differentials that have a drivetrain to them. So, you know, you've been in a car that has front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive and then four-wheel drive. So you can, like, in this game, you know, the starting truck that you have just has rear-wheel drive. But if you get stuck in the mud, you're not going to be going through it. So you need to lock your differential into all-wheel drive so all four wheels are providing locomotion to get you through the mud and the snow and over the rocks. So that's what a differential does.
I got some of that. Some of that makes sense.
What's
a charge character?
See, what's a differential? What's a charge character? I don't know, but check out SnowRunner.
Yeah, I would say that if you have a friend who likes this game, then you'll probably have a lot of fun. You'll learn a lot about the FBI at the very least.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's just, you know.
What was that subreddit again, you know?
Reddit is is compromised. You got to stay off Reddit. Okay. I think you jokingly brought up Truth Social. I'm like, dude, don't go on Truth Social. It's a honeypot.
I don't know what that is, so I definitely didn't bring that up.
Oh, it's Donald Trump's social network, but that's...
Oh, I thought that was called something else.
It's a bunch of things, but don't do it. Don't trust it. It's
not worth it?
Nope, not at all.
Too much truth there, like, for one man to handle?
No, I would just say that if you sign up on something like that, somebody is going to be aggregating all that data, and you're going to be put on a list somewhere.
Hmm.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Delete social media. You know, the Industrial Revolution was a disaster for the human race. But it brought us SnowRunner, so maybe
Where would we be without it? We wouldn't have SnowRunner. So it's a must play for you, you said, I think.
Yes. And,
I think it's worth a shot, but if I could say one thing, leave Alaska the moment you get to Alaska. Like, do not stay in Alaska or you'll hate yourself.
Yeah,
you'll hate your whole life.
Look at me.
I had to like up my meds because I had such a bad time with this game. I'm just kidding. But
it was, I could see how, it was, you know, once you explain it, I'm like, why the fuck are you here, dude? Like, this is the next area. It'd be like, you know, when you're in Assassin's Creed and you're going to the next
isn't
area.
It, I think it's like two areas past, isn't it?
Well, it's, technically it's four.
Right, okay.
Because there's four Michigan areas. So you were way, you know, and you can jump to all of them at any point. But going to Alaska in the first 20 minutes, you have two trucks. One of them is a highway truck meant for pavement. And the other one is a little scout truck that has no upgrades. And you did, when we got a couple upgrade parts for your scout truck, you're like, oh, it does, you know, behave differently. You felt that it drove differently and you were able to get up and over stuff better.
Totally.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
And you did see that the upgrades do, there's very noticeable changes to the vehicles. And I would say, check it, you know, I'm say check it out all the time. If you're into the, you know, if you're into any kind of mechanics, like just the thought of when I saw the Spin Tires trailer years ago, I was like, dude, this game is fucking dope. And I remember when I first started playing this game some time ago, I showed my girlfriend and she said, this is like Red Truck Redemption. Like, this is the most, because there's just gentle country music with steel guitars in the background and you're got to go fix the old town bridge because there was a flood that took it out.
There's a lot of floods in this place.
Yes. Yes, there are. Yeah. You know.
But maybe that's realistic for Michigan. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Yeah.
Never been there. But
yeah.
Isn't Michigan close to Canada?
I mean, a lot of things are close to Canada, but Canada's a big place with a long border.
Yeah. Doesn't it touch Michigan, though?
Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Go there. Let's go to Michigan sometime.
It doesn't sound that fun. I spent enough time there in SnowRunner. Yeah,
but
it's too muddy for me.
So I say check it out. Derek, yeah. You say check it out if you have some friends.
I mean, if driving slowly around mountains and collecting stuff and fixing bridges sounds fun to you, you're going to love it.
Yeah, and I am... I'm challenging you to play the Xbox upgraded version with me.
Yeah, some more. Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
We'll do it. You know.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the game that I wanted Death Stranding to be.
Right. Yeah, I would. I wish I was playing Death Stranding instead of that. But if Death Stranding had co-op, that would be fun to play together.
See,
make sense. But
see, I think the roles.
Also, the fact that you put like two total hours into Death Stranding and you put this many hours into SnowRunner, like that is whack.
Well, let's I think the roles would be reversed. Like, I love this game. I would play SnowRunner by myself all the time. I might play it tonight. You enjoy it co-op, maybe with the Sherpa, like, hey, let's do this or do that.
I think that helped too. Like, I hate deciding things, and so to be like, I think we should go over here, it's like, fuck yeah, as long as I don't have to choose, I'll do anything. Like,
yeah. And so, but I think the roles would be reversed, that if I was playing co-op Death Stranding with you, I would enjoy the game way more.
That's fair.
Hideo, I know you're listening. Add it.
How's that Silent Hill coming?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of
Blue Box Games, what are you doing,
dude? Hideo's doing some weird stuff on Instagram right now.
Is he?
Yeah, there's I'll send you some stuff. We'll talk about it in the other show.
Do you have anything else to say about SnowRunner, or should I draw the options for the next episode?
Nope. I'm saying check it out. And if you're really into it, there's six season passes. There's a lot of DLC stuff.
Get you can lots buy. Of new trucks.
Yeah, there's free DLC. You can get like a big, nice cat truck and some other trucks. And I was also really impressed with the off-road truck that you bought. Like, you were just pissing through some of the mud that I was like, dude.
That was a truck I bought in Alaska to try to survive in Alaska. And it didn't work that well there. But once we got to Michigan, it was amazing.
Yeah, I was like, there was one truck that we had to pull out of a bog, and you just drove up to it and just dragged it out. And I was like, holy shit, I spent an hour trying to get this thing out of here. But then we flipped the crane over. So,
yeah.
Let's spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Ooh, look at it go.
Where's it going to stop? All right, so you get to choose a game for the next episode, and it is between Two Point Hospital and Battlefield 1.
Ooh. Have you played either of those?
I played a bit of Battlefield 1 when like when it came out, because EA Access at the time, they had like the 10-hour trials before games dropped. And so I played some of like one of the campaigns in Battlefield 1. And Two Point Hospital, I have never played.
Had you played any of the multiplayer in Battlefield?
No, I don't really love multiplayer Battlefield.
All right. Two Point Hospital. There it is. I'm picking it.
Two Point Hospital. I used to like Two Point Hospital looks neat. I used to love, do you remember Theme Hospital?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like love the shit out of Theme Hospital. So if it's anything like that, it's going to be a good time.
You know what? I will, to make up for the hours of spending time in Alaska, let's do Two Point Hospital.
You're doing Two Point. Perfect. That's yeah. Great.
So whoever you have on, they'll have an easy experience. But you know, if you ever get
I thought you were just committing to being on. I thought you were like, let's do it, let's do Two Point Hospital.
No, us,
that's how collection. I read that, that's how. Yeah
if you want me on to play, I've never played Two Point Hospital.
Let's do it. You're playing Two Point Hospital.
All right, we'll do it again. But if Wolfenstein ever comes back up, we'll play that game co-op,
on that one,
because that's a co-op game.
It's only co-op.
Yeah
It'd be the first co-op game on Game Pass.
Yeah, the first Wolfenstein themed co-op game.
Yes, the first Wolfenstein themed co-op game on Game Pass.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining, and thank you for helping. You know, you're the reason this podcast exists today, because if we didn't play together, I would have been.
Oh, so. I do one final thing. I remember I was texting you, and I was at a stoplight, which is not safe, don't do it, but I was at a stoplight and I wanted to play SnowRunner, and so I just quickly typed the word snow ? And sent it to you, and you came back, are you asking me for drugs? So
you never know. You never know. Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hope to one day make it back on the Geekscape Games podcast, because I've missed two episodes due to concerts. So
yeah, which is a real 1% kind of problem I have.
Yeah, and so in the next episode, if we were to record on a different day, that would be great, because I have a concert that day. So I'm not even kidding. But yeah, thank you again.
Yep.
And we'll play some Series X SnowRunner. Not tonight, I need a break, but this weekend maybe.
I'll download Two Point Hospital. It'll be downloaded in a month.
Can't wait. Awesome. Thanks again, Shane.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network. You're listening to the Geekscape Network.